Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 410. Today I wanted to talk about how each child is different and unique. My oldest, as you probably know from listening to previous episodes, is a senior and has been in the college application process. And he got the envelope that he has been waiting for yesterday with the formal acceptance letter from the college that he was his top choice. And we kind of knew, we actually knew it was coming because I got an email heads up from the admissions counselor last week. So it wasn't a huge surprise. It was kind of more of, okay, this is formal now. Now we can move forward. So maybe you could say it was a bit anticlimactic, but when it came in the mail, I called him down and I said, "You have mail. You better come open it." And he came and he didn't even notice the big white envelope sitting on the table. He was looking at the smaller envelopes and I was kind of standing there and he opened it. He finally saw it and he opened it. And I said something to him, "Oh my gosh, isn't this great?" or something like that. And he immediately jumped on me and he said, "Mom, why are you making such a big deal out of this? This is not a big deal." And then I just kind of stayed silent and looked at him and he said, "I see kids all the time taking pictures with every single acceptance letter they get. It is not a big deal. And I do not want you to make a big deal out of it." And I said, "Okay, well, that's fine." Because I know him and I know the kind of person he is, and he doesn't like to bring attention to himself. And so he doesn't want a big display, a big production. It's just kind of like, okay, well, this is the next step in life and it's here and it's, we can check that off and move on to the next thing. And he doesn't want a bunch of fanfare. Now there are other kids, for example, my daughter, if I was nonchalant and cavalier about the acceptance letter coming from the college of her dreams, she would not know what to do with that. She would want to celebrate and jump around the room and do cartwheels and jump up and down and have us celebrate with her. So each child is quite, quite different. And we must really honor our children and see them for who it is they truly are. I'm always talking about this. If you listen to this podcast, if you're a regular listener, you know that I'm always talking about this. We really have to see our children for who they are. If I made a big fuss over this acceptance letter and I made him take a picture with it, I posted it all over Facebook, he would be furious with me. First of all, he would not agree to taking that picture. But if he knew I was planning to post it on Facebook, he would adamantly forbid me to do that. So if I insisted to do that kind of thing, I wouldn't really be honoring who it is he is. And really, this is his life. If I want to post something about my life on Facebook, that's my business and my choice. But I really don't have the right to post something about his life and make a big fuss about something that's going on for him if he doesn't want it. And so I really wanted to share that with you guys today, that you really, here's just another example of how you really need to see your child, the child that is standing in front of you, not the child you wish they were, not the child you think they are, not the child you have created in your the fictional story in your mind, but the child who is in front of you. And I was talking with a friend who has a family member whose son is not wanting to go to college. And I think he's in 11th grade. And this has been a difficult for his parents to accept that this might not be the path that their child is going to choose. And it's really important. Not every child needs to go to college. Not every child is a good fit for college. Not every child is going to succeed in college. And not every child needs to go to college. There are plenty. We live in an era and a time, and this is only the beginning, where there are so many ways to be successful and so many ways to make an impact. College is not the only route. And the sooner parents of kids who don't want to go to college wrap their minds around that there are alternative ideas that are just as good, the better off it is for their children and their relationship with their children. Because our children want to be seen, heard, and valued. It's what I say all the time. It's what Dr. Shefali taught me. Seen, heard, and valued. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be valued. They don't want to be judged for what they like or dislike or what they want to do or don't want to do with their lives. They just want to be supported so that they can become the fullest expression of who they're supposed to be in this world. And our job as parents is to stand beside them and support them to figure out what that looks like for them. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very eye-opening, clear-seeing day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.